You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops, on hoopfeed.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David Siegel with this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. Now, as you know, all over the country in NCAA basketball, there's been the Play for K initiative going on these last couple of weeks. And this weekend, there's going to be a very special game at South Carolina, as the Gamecocks are paying some tribute to one of their own and celebrating the Play for K initiative and also really playing some tough, top-notch basketball. And I'm pleased to welcome head coach Dawn Staley back to the podcast. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great, David, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach, you know, let's start by talking about the team. I mean, number 4 in one poll, number 6 in another. Did you really expect that this is where you were going to end up at this point in the season?
Honestly, no. I didn't know, you know, coming into the season what type of team we'd have, just because we were replacing three starters, three, you know, seniors who have made an impression on our program, and for them to leave such a big void and having to fill that void with three young players. I mean, really young players who didn't get very many starts last year, for how they handled that situation. You know, I marveled at, you know, how well we're doing and how well we're gelling. So I think it's all, looking back on, is attributed to our players committing and sacrificing by staying here all summer long, and we got a chance to work with them and work some fundamentals, so it had some carryover to this season.
You know, it's funny because I would defy just about anybody except a hardcore women's basketball fan to name more than Tiffany Mitchell that's on your roster.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I have a hard time, you know, naming them in practice. No, I'm kidding, but, you know, it is a team full of, you know, players who just are very selfless. They work hard. They got great team chemistry. And they're winners. Every player on our roster has won a state champion, or they somehow have been a part of winning programs. That, you know, that stuff like that transfer over, you know, to who you are, and, you know, you carry that on the basketball court.
You know, they definitely take on the personality of their coaching staff, I'll tell you that. You know, they're as tenacious a group on the defensive end and as aggressive as they can be on an offensive end. You know, they're an absolute blast to watch. I love watching this team play.
Well, thank you so much. And they worked hard. They work hard. You know, they're a good group. You know, we don't have to motivate them to come in and practice. I think our strength and conditioning coach, John Bading, has done a tremendous job at just, you know, making sure that they're able to handle the rigors of, you know, playing in the SEC. And, you know, they've fared well so far, knock on wood.
You know, and like I mentioned, Tiffany Mitchell earlier on, she has proved to be, you know, far more than what most people expected for a sophomore. Not only is she leading the team in scoring, but she's making big plays. She, you know, when the money's on the line, she is becoming a go-to player.
And, you know, and Tiffany Mitchell is, you know, I think she's probably a coach's dream, and I'm not just saying that just to say it, but, you know, if you watch her, you watch her grow from, you know, being a freshman starter to now just playing more efficiently out there. She's taking less shots, and she's, you know, averaging more points, more assists, more rebounds, more steals, because she works at it. She's the first one in the gym. She's the last one to leave. She does not go, you know, a day without getting in some shots or figuring out what she needs to do to be successful on both sides of the ball. When someone like Tiffany wants it that bad, and they put that much time and effort into it, you know, they get something in return. And basketball, the game of basketball, is just repaying her for all the hard work and the extra time that she puts in working on her game.
You know, and I keep looking at the roster, and there's one senior. I mean, this group is going to be around for at least, you know, Welch is here for another year. So you get one more out of here, and then you get two more out of just about a lot of the other big players. I mean, this is just building. I mean, you're not peaking right now. You guys are still on the climb.
And you know, that's the beauty about it. We're young, but we're growing up, you know, a lot quicker than I anticipated. But you know, certainly it goes to show the leaders of last year and the year before, they're leaving a legacy of leadership. So you can't do what we do without having strong leadership. And Lisa Welch and Ellen Ibiam, they're doing a tremendous job at keeping our kids in the moment and not getting too high with the high or too low with the lows. They're just maintaining, and everybody else is following them.
Now, this weekend, you know, first let's talk about the game. This will be airing on Thursday. Kentucky, Thursday night in Lexington. Not exactly an easy place to play or an easy game.
Not at all. You know, I think Kentucky is playing their best basketball right now. You know, they got to win against Tennessee at Tennessee. And, you just don't do that. That's not an everyday occurrence. So they look like on film that they're back to playing intensity, intense defense, and they, from an offensive standpoint, they push the ball at you and they make you play for 40 minutes. So for us, we look forward to the challenge, and we look forward to just tapping into some of the experiences that we've had on the road this year. And so far, knock on wood, we've had pretty good success in our league on the road, and that's something to be proud of. And it's moments that we draw on, we're going to have to draw on as we head down to Kentucky.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, just a little bit of success on the road. You've got one loss by 2 points in overtime, so you're understating how well this team has played on the road. But you do still have Tennessee in that last game of the season on the road too. But we're not going to go up to that point yet. Let's talk about the weekend, and let's talk about Florida, and more importantly, let's talk about the game for the Play for K.
This is a game in which is we've highlighted on our schedule because it, you know, having Nikki diagnosis at the end of last year. We feel like it has a special meaning to us because it's hit home. It hit home. It hit to someone in our family. So we're going to recognize Nikki. We're going to recognize all the breast cancer survivors. We're going to recognize the people who are affected and battling breast cancer today. And we're going to do it by, we got some T-shirts made up with Nikki's name on it just to pay tribute to it. And we felt like, you know, people would want to contribute to helping to raise awareness for breast cancer because, you know, the money that we're going to use in selling these T-shirts, we're going to probably more than likely donate a check to a Play for K Foundation in honor of Nikki because she's been a strength of power for us. She's been, you know, someone who has set the example of how you deal with breast cancer, and it's being positive, changing her diet, having a positive outlook on the diagnosis, and sharing her story, because her story is one that will help a lot of people, you know, who have been diagnosed, who will be diagnosed. Her story will help them get through their challenge.
You know, I don't think people realize often enough that, you know, that you hit on just a couple of the points that are so crucial that people be aware of, that, you know, it's not only just having the cancer, but it changes your lifestyle. You have to change what you do. You have to change what you eat. You have to change how you approach things. You know, you have to start looking for different content and different foods and things. It really
Absolutely.
Changes everything, and people have to be aware of that.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, Nikki be the first one to tell you, you know, it's hard. You know, it's not an easy thing, but it's something that you have to do in order for you to give yourself the best chance to survive. And she's done that, and she's never missed a day of work. So you do have to have a focus, too, outside of the diagnosis itself. And she has that with our team, and you know, our scouting reports are, you know, immaculate. You know, she puts us in the best possible position, and all of our, you know, coaches do a great job of preparing us, but we don't treat her any differently. You know, we do make sure she's eating and drinking what she's supposed to. So, you know, we keep her in line when it comes to that. But, you know, Nikki has been an example of strength. You know, I've known Nikki for a very long time. And the way I look at her is a lot different than I looked at her before this diagnosis, because she's changed. She's a woman with so much strength, you know, and, you know, I'm going to see her through this, and we're all going to have a story to tell because of the way Nikki's handled this.
Well, and there is no doubt about it that, you know, she has handled it with grace and class, as she has handled everything. You know, all of the success and the many disappointments in her life in basketball as well. So, you know, so then we've got the tournament coming up. And so did you, you know, I mentioned, did you think you'd be here? Do you allow yourself to look and say, I could be a number one seed?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I think we're competitors. You know, we don't just sit and, you know, just watch film. I think we have to be aware of what's going on, what's happening, you know, in our sport, in our game. And, you know, it's fortunate for us that we're a part of those conversations. And that means that, you know, our program has grown. I mean, it's grown, you know, every single year. And the fact that we are, you know, in those conversations, you got to listen to it, because 6 years ago, you know, I was only wishing to be a part of the NIT, WNIT. You know, now we're talking, you know, being a number one seed and competing for SEC championships. So yes, I'm gonna smell the roses, you know, while we can, because they didn't smell as quite as sweet, you know, 6 years ago.
Well, Coach, you know, congratulations on what has been and is continuing to be a phenomenal year on and off the court for South Carolina. I mean, there's no question that, you know, you have always been a person that has been great at giving, going back to the days in Philly and the setup of your foundation, and then getting involved, you know, with the sneaker initiative that you were so big on that we had talked about on a previous episode of Dishing and Swishing. You know, and now you guys are throwing it behind Nikki and the Play for K initiative. And, you know, it just goes to show you that good things can happen to good people.
Well, I appreciate that, David, and I appreciate you having us on. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you'll have us back on celebrating another milestone.
Sounds good to be, Coach. Good luck tonight, and good luck on raising as much money and awareness as you can this weekend.
Thank you so much.